This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with a practical way to understand that sixth sense that we all have as we think about the universe and the life that we live. I'm very close to and I appreciate the ideas that come from people who are not necessarily consequential thinkers, in a manner of speaking. Life is not all the same for everybody. Sometimes people test it in different ways. I have very good luck in my life. I've had great luck. I think fate is a hunter. I think fate is a part of our lives as well. And sometimes luck and fate play their hands together. Destiny, some people call it. I think thoughts are things also. And so, I mean, blending the two of them together has been hard. But I think in my lifetime I have won the lottery, and I'm thankful for that. And that's one of the reasons I decided to do this program, to give everybody a different way of looking or thinking about what's real. What is real? Everybody got a different definition or experience about what's real. You're entitled to it. I think that because thoughts are things, you create your own reality, whether it be here in this lifetime or what happens after the energy leaves your body and goes someplace else. I just think that there are all kinds of opportunities, so why not make the best of the opportunity you have here, because it may help you in whatever experience you have once the life has gone out of the current body that you are residing in. And with that in mind, I invite lots of different people every week into Your Hidden Power to tell stories that will inspire people and stories about folks who can be helpful, such as the case with David Young, who it turns out is quite a multifaceted musician, been playing two Renaissance flutes at one time. I guess, David, the obvious place to start is, how do you get them both? Well, how does that work? How do you play two flutes at the same time?
Well, I put one in my left hand and the other one in my right hand. No, That's true. That's true. But they're Renaissance flutes, so they're not silver flutes like you play in the orchestra. They're Renaissance flutes. They're also called recorders, and they come in different sizes. Most people are familiar with the smallest size, the soprano, but everybody learns in third grade. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I put one on the left side of my mouth, the other on the right side, and I connect my lips in the middle, so this way I can adjust the air that goes into each flute and make sure they're playing in tune together. But so I do two different things.
How have people found out about you and found out about this? It's not exactly on the front page if you listen, I'm guessing from what I know of you that you live here in Los Angeles, right, in the Los Angeles area?
Well, I used to live in Los Angeles, and I actually, in 1998, I moved to California like everybody else as a musician trying to get famous, and I ran out of money, and I started playing the flute at Venice Beach, and that's where I started the technique of playing two flutes at one time, because I used to play at the beach with a woman named Lisa, and we had a small little duo called Celestial Winds, and we actually sold 10,000 copies of a handmade tape at Venice Beach together, and then we started playing it at art festivals all over the country. Mm-hmm. And so we would fly to 40 different weekend festivals a year, and we played at the biggest art festivals from 1993 till about, then she and I split up by 1995, and then I just did it by myself, and I just performed with my tracks, and, I would fly from L.A. to Miami or L.A. to New York every single weekend, practically 40 to 45 weekends a year, and I sold a million CDs doing that.
Isn't that amazing? You'll be interested to know that I'm about four blocks from Venice Beach right now on the Venice, Santa Monica line. Yeah, I know Where there are so many people who have started and done creative and wonderful things down on that beach. It really is, it's quite a place to get started for somebody.
Yeah,
because the music and the thought process works there, too. People are very curious. So now, how has your career created itself, or how have you created a career around the experience of listening to the music? What do people say happens to them as they listen to your music?
Well, it was a different process when people are at Venice Beach, because, you know, it was normally tourists or local people just strolling, and they would come by, listen for 5 minutes, buy a tape, because originally we made cassette tapes, and then later we made CDs, and it was different. But in 2014, I started doing meditation events where they were 2.5, 3-hour events where I would teach for a half hour and then play a half hour of meditation with the flutes and tell people, you know, just close your eyes and see what happens. And then after the meditation was over, people had a chance to share their experiences. And I was completely shocked and surprised when people started sharing that during the meditation, their mom, who had died, showed up to them, or their grandmother, or their grandfather, or a friend from childhood, because I had never had one of those experiences, even though I'd been meditating since I was 22 years old, and I'm 58 now. I didn't know it was possible to have an interdimensional communication. Sometimes people call that channeling. And so it was really mind-blowing that these people were sharing this at my events. And at the first event I did, there were 5 people who shared that. Like one woman who said that her husband died in 9/11, 13 years earlier, and she'd never had closure. He just didn't come home from work that day, and her husband showed up to her and took her all around heaven and connected her with some of her relatives who are now in heaven. And he showed her where he lived and told her he was happy and that she doesn't need to worry about him at all. You know, it's beautiful over there. And
I think that's what you hear from people in the other realm, that there's peace and it's a whole. I've heard from people that were my relatives, my father, which, you know, in the light of how he was in this life, it's pretty surprising. And I think that's what it's the vibration of the music, or the vibration of the voice. The vibration, something brings people in, and then the sharing begins. And I think you can get that. There are a lot of people who think that some of the spiritual leaders of the planet have had special places, but they are humans and gone on to another level of consciousness, the same as all of us are humans, and we will all go, whether we'll be conscious or not, somewhere else. Well, kind of up to you. I don't know if you heard what I said at the beginning about thoughts and you create whatever it is. I think your reality after what we experience here in this body is created by what we think about what the next reality will be. It's so hard to understand because nobody comes back, so we can just speculate. But, you know, why not give yourself the peace and the joy that comes with having these thoughts? Because I have not heard your music, but I can imagine how it just puts one's mind at ease. Because that's what that stuff, that you think, concentrating on your breathing. There are all kinds of ways of people getting into a state, right? Yeah,
absolutely. And what there's a huge, huge misconception about the afterlife. And one of those misconceptions is that there's a place that's way worse than life on Earth. There's different words for it, but you don't have to worry. The Earth, this physical life, this is the bottom. You don't have to worry about going to a place that's lower than the physical world, because this is it. This is the bottom of it. Everything
do you believe,
goes up from here.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've had many past life experiences where I've seen other lifetimes. There are people who consistently have past life experiences at my events. And I can give you an example of something that will really make a lot of sense to your listeners. But have you ever seen something on YouTube where there's a 5-year-old kid who sings like an opera star or sits down and plays piano like like Mozart, and they've never had a lesson. The way that works is that in their lifetime previous to this lifetime, let's say some woman was a professional piano player and she played in an orchestra, you know, and so for her whole life, for 60, 70 years, she's played the piano 2, 3, 4, 5 hours a day. Because she loves it, you know, and she makes a living from doing it and everything. And at the end of her life, she goes up to heaven like everybody does. And we get to do whatever we want, whenever we want, all the time in heaven. We get to do whatever we want, whenever we want, all the time in heaven. And so when we get to heaven, that woman, you know, because she loves playing the piano, she's played it for her whole life. She's playing in heaven every day because that's what she loves to do.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say she's in heaven for 20 years of earth time. And then let's say the powers that be up in heaven, the archangels, they say, okay, it's time for your next life. And so she gets reincarnated into a little baby's body, you know. And when she's 4 or 5 years old, her parents take her to somebody's house that has a piano. And she sits down at the piano. She's never had a lesson. She's never sat even at a piano. And she plays Mozart the first time she's sitting there. That's because she's been practicing for 20 years in heaven.
Wow. You know, I've never heard that story before, that thought, but it certainly makes a lot of sense. What is genius? This is David's explanation of genius, and it makes a whole lot of sense. It's genius in and of itself. David's website is davidyoungmusic.com. I want to talk about the books that you've written as we continue here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. The Power of Persuasion. That's what advertising is really all about. And certainly I have to have an advertiser-supported medium. The programs I do supported by the various folks who have companies that believe that I can tell a good story and make it believable and make you decide, hey, that's something I want to pursue. Well, such is the case with Caledron. It's a six-month program. You buy 3 months free. You get 3 months free and 3 months that you've paid for. So that's the Christmas deal. Give yourself the opportunity to really lose the weight and keep it off. Go to Caledron.com. Use the code DJV. Buy three, get three free. So you got 6 months to lose the weight and keep it off from Caledron.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. The thyroid is a small butterfly-shaped gland in the front of the neck. It produces a hormone called thyroxine, or T4, that controls virtually every organ system in the body, including the heart.
It can malfunction either to make too much thyroid hormone, we call that hyperthyroidism, but much more commonly, it can become underactive, and that's a condition called hypothyroidism.
Dr. Robert Smallridge says when thyroid levels are unbalanced in either direction, it can affect cardiovascular function.
If someone has low levels of thyroid hormone, the cholesterol level goes up. The cholesterol can then have an adverse effect on the heart.
Hyperthyroidism, on the other hand, can increase the risk of atrial fibrillation. The good news is that thyroid hormone abnormalities can be managed. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available on the purchase or release of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must agree to delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer details.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is David Young, DavidYoungMusic.com. This is called Waves of Serenity, which is one of the... I think you have to listen to this stuff. For me, anyway, when I hear these things, I want to be in a position where I can close my eyes and go right to sleep, David, and I can't do that right now. Maybe I'll save this for a little bit later on when I need to take a nap. You not only are a musician and a message bearer, but you've also painted a lot. And you have written a lot. You have a book called The True Story of Jesus and His Wife, Mary Magdalena. How are you going to be viewed during Christmas time with a book? This is a book that you have channeled, as I understand it. And that's where, you know, when we think about our genius, we're channeling. I think you just had a fabulous explanation, as a matter of fact, of how genius occurs. It happens from previous life experiences, and it's a great explanation. So the question comes at this time of year, we are celebrating the birth of Jesus, but also his life, to be sure. Did he have a wife? You suggest that with the title of this book.
Well, first of all, I was born Jewish, and there's nothing in the world that could have ever convinced me that I was going to write a book like this in my life, right? Uh-huh. But at my events, over the last 5 years, over 1,500 people have had an experience. They've shared their experience of a conversation or spiritual travel or healing with Jesus, Mother Mary, or Mary Magdalene. And when they first started showing up at my events, I was just amazed. I just couldn't believe it. Like, I didn't think when I woke up that morning that Jesus was going to show up at my event, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so the book is a compilation of me hearing 1,500 people share their experiences with them, as well as there were different professional channelers who had come to my events and had been given pieces of their puzzle of what actually happened in their life. They shared that, which became part of... it was almost like this gigantic experiment that I kept doing 3 or 4 nights a week, presenting these events called The Portal Between Heaven and Earth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would say, an introduction for a half hour. Then I'd play the flute for a half hour, and then people would share their experiences. And it was amazing how consistent the people's experiences were.
Where did the Jesus and Mary story come from?
Okay, well, first of all, you have to understand that before Jesus was born, this will set the whole thing straight, right? Before Jesus was born, because Israel was so close to Egypt, the culture in Egypt, there was a big, strong spiritual culture in Egypt because of the pyramids, and because that was just a place where people would go to study spirituality. You know, the same way people would go to Sedona nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
And so in Egypt, there was a goddess whose name was Isis, okay? Sometimes they referred her as the Black Madonna. Because Isis had a child who was supposedly born of a virgin birth, okay? And Isis's son was named Horus. Now, for 1,000 years before Jesus was born, there was a holiday that celebrated the birth of Horus. Because Horus was born supposedly of a virgin birth, there were three wise men who appeared at his birth, and there was a special star that appeared in the sky. So it's a very familiar story that was told 1,000 years before Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
And Horus's birthday that was celebrated for 1,000 years before Jesus was born was December 25th.
You have gone a long way in a few minutes to helping what I've tried to explain over the years, not particularly well, how it was considered a pagan holiday, but how it happened that Jesus, who was born actually in March, how the celebration happens at Christmas, December 25th. David, best of luck to you. Happy New Year. Thanks for being here on Your Hidden Power.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Message and data rates may apply. What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump continuing his attacks on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not yet sending the two articles of impeachment passed in the House over to the Senate. The president on Twitter accusing Pelosi of trying to take over the Senate. The president tweeting, "The witch hunt must end now," capital letters, with a trial in the Senate or let her default and lose. Lawmakers still remain at an impasse over the form of the trial by the Republican-controlled Senate. President Trump will be in Florida at his home, Mar-a-Lago, in West Palm Beach for the 2 weeks over Christmas and New Year's with his family. North Korea appears to be at it again as nuclear talks have stalled, the regime's rhetoric increasing, saying it has a Christmas gift for the U.S. This warning putting military leaders in the United States and South Korea on high alert. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For us now to continue our thought process, your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us is our regular visitor. Literally, I can say from the east because he is east of me. I'm in California and he is in Israel. Uri Geller is here, one of the great minds. We were just talking about genius a few minutes ago, and I think you are a genius. And people who are wondering what genius is, where does it come from? This guy had a fascinating story. I don't know if you heard any of what we were talking about or not. His name is somebody that you ought to look up. You'd be interested. David Young is his name. His website is David Young Music. And he had a philosophy. I've never heard this before, but I wonder if you have and what you think. That people who, like Mozart, who started writing music when they were 3, 4, 5 years old, the geniuses that begin with, like, coming out of the box. You started young. This guy maintains that the reason we have this power, if you will, that we have this genius, is because we were living that life in our previous lives. So this, well, let's say Mozart spent 20 yeah. years practicing music or writing music, and he just continues when he comes into the next life. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that all the people who you just called me a genius, and I disagree with you, but okay. I think all people who present talents, skills that you will call genius, I think they're a bit autistic and a bit bipolar. You know, the sixth man who walked on the moon was Captain Edgar Mitchell. We're great friends. And he said to me once, there is no challenge too immense for man. There is no distance too great for our minds to travel. Mm-hmm. So I respect David Young's philosophy, but at the end of the day, we don't really know. We know so little about our brains.
No, it's a philosophy. You know, it's a thought. Yeah, it's a philosophy. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We use only 10% of our minds, and which reminds me that Gandhi. I'm into quotes today. If I recall, Gandhi said. Now, and I might be kind of maybe I don't remember the exact word, but to the best of my recollection, Gandhi said he sought spiritual purity, and by seeking, changed the world. We can create anything when we are prepared to create our better selves. So this is so amazing because I think that successful people were always almost subliminally prepared to meet the challenges of Earth or of our planet, of the human race, and the ups and downs, the obstacles. We are prepared mentally, probably telepathically, maybe even psychokinetically. Maybe even there is a touch of quantum mechanics or quantum entanglement involved. Because when you say genius, you know, throughout the Bible, there are so many miraculous stories. I mean, let's go back to Joan of Arc. She heard the voice of God. And all of us hear the voice of God, but she listened. I listen, you listen, probably most successful people listen, because we got to listen to that outer voice, to the subconscious. And if you do that, you will be successful.
All right. I want to talk about different levels of success. I'm looking at a picture of you painting. Some of the paintings that you have done over the years have been sold for a lot of money, actually. You have a very interesting way of capitalizing visually, not like I've seen before. This particular picture is the pyramid with a lot of energy lines around it, looks to me. But you've done glassware, you've done the stuff that has come out on your the plates, and you know, all kinds of things that have sold in galleries for a lot of money. Do you understand what you're doing here?
Well, this is a very interesting question, because the painting, the drawing, it's not a painting, it's a drawing that I'm doing with Sharpies. I have to prepare very quickly for the gallery. This gallery is called Altman Gallery. Altman's gallery. It's owned by a young Russian man who lives in Moscow. And in Moscow, he has quite a few galleries, and he's a Zionist. He loves Israel. So he opened the gallery, and it's right next to my museum. Now, I'll tell you a very funny story. 25 years ago, Mohammed Al-Fayed, who owned Harrods, whose son Dodi died with Princess Diana in Paris, he asked me to design plates for Harrods. So I went to Poole Pottery, which is a very credible British pottery company established in 1720, and I designed Harrods plates, and they all sold out. But what I didn't remember is that he gifted me 200 plates. And lo and behold, 2 weeks ago, I opened my containers, which are in a big storage space outside Jaffa, and I see these boxes in the back of the container. And I opened them, and then I discovered these 60 plates, So I walked into the gallery and I said, look, guys, I have this amazing plates that I designed 25 years ago. Will you sell them for me? Now, all my income will go to sick children in a local hospital where a very famous doctor, Lior Sasson, is operating on the heart of children. And so far, he saved 5,000 kids free of charge. Anyhow, we'll speak about him maybe next week, but all this art is going to be sold in Altman's gallery. And when you come to Israel, I'll make sure to give you a gift plate. I'm not sure I haven't given you one. Did I?
No, I've never gotten one of your plates. I have lots of bent spoons, but I haven't even, have never gotten a plate from you. Never. So there.
Okay, we're running out of time. You'll get a plate when you come here. Everybody, please go to my website, urigellermuseum.com, and you'll be amazed at some of my artwork. I love you all and a big hug.
All right. It is fascinating to see these pictures. Urigeller.com also. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. Urigeller.com. Go there or check out the museum. We talk about it frequently because it's going to be a big deal in Tel Aviv when it opens up next year. I will go to the opening myself. It's very interesting. The energy around Uri is like you've never felt from anybody. I certainly feel that way, and I'm thankful that he and I have been friends. I guess he probably gets some energy from me as well. That's what the idea is here. Your Hidden Power, all about energy. As a matter of fact, one of the recent podcasts at yourhiddenpowershow.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com, is a practical path to wellness, a discussion of wellness from an energy healing practitioner. You're interested in your mind, body, and spirit connection? You'll find it all connected well. Your Hidden Power Show, episode 122, The Practical Path to Wellness. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is where you find the podcasts.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten. Yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The mistress of psychic ability is here, Mary O'Malley, whose website, PsychicScout.com, is offering right now discounted gift certificates for the holidays. Go to SoulScout.live, okay? SoulScout.live. So this is a different website than your Psychic Scout. I don't want to confuse people. SoulScout.live, is that something new or it's just for this event? What's the scoop here, Mary?
Oh, it all goes to MaryO'Malley.com.
Okay.
I've been using Soul Scout, and so SoulScout.live.
Right.
Or actually, I like to call it .live.
.live, yeah, that's better. So I shouldn't send people, well, the Psychic Child will get you there anyway, but I kind of like this myself. SoulScout.live. So
yeah.
You've probably been listening to, you always listen carefully to the conversations we're having. I'm curious to know what you think about genius, and the definition or the explanation the gentleman came, David Young was on with us, and we were talking about genius, whether it's artistic, musical, whatever it is, but we all know people who have, we've declared that they were geniuses. I wonder if you've ever run across anybody like this, who at 4 or 5 or 6 start doing amazing things like writing, automatic writing, or music, like Mozart was the reference. Mm-hmm. At 4 or 5 years old, he was writing symphonies. And this fellow attributed it to past life experiences and lives just continuing, and this is being a demonstration of life continuing. When you have people come to you who need help, are they oftentimes frustrated because they may have a gift that they don't understand?
Yes, actually. And I think that happens with most of us, you know, or we don't recognize it. We have a gift that other people don't have. We just think everybody has it, you know, and it's no big deal. But the other thing is because we're so connected to the universe and all the energy in the universe and all the information in the universe that we can all be geniuses, you know, mm-hmm. if we just ask and keep moving forward in that way. We all have the potential to be genius one way or another.
Instead of creating what we don't want, the negativity that seems to be around us now, I suppose it's been with us forever as a human, as the human race has seemingly mm-hmm. had, you know, the negative side, the positive side. And I remember many times when somebody that I cared a lot about, we talked about worry, and basically she said it was a prayer for having what you don't want, because most of the time worry doesn't pan out. But most of the people who come see you at soulscout.live or would have a reading either in person or on the phone, most of those people are worried, are they not? Most of us are worried about something.
Yeah. Worried about the unknown, worried that things aren't going to go the way we hoped. It is sort of a prayer for what you don't want, worrying. and the other thing is oftentimes it's just totally a lack of faith, you know, and we all go through it and we all have it. And the universe provides, but in ways that we can't imagine also, you know, so you might be hoping for something and you expect it to come from this direction, but it comes from a completely different direction, and we don't recognize it. So it's, you know, really putting the energy out there and then stepping back and allowing the universe to show us how brilliant it is, you know, about providing for us.
As part of it, the good news here is that we can retrain our minds and thoughts with the help of somebody like you or someone who helps you to focus on your own energy. It's like breathing, the technique you have. There's so many, and they're so simple oftentimes, but sometimes they need to visit with somebody like you to kickstart the positive side. It's sometimes the simplest antidote to worry. Teach somebody some affirmations or whatever it is, and I think that's what really part of your skill is. And so I would direct you as a good idea for Christmas, somebody that you know that maybe is worried a little bit and is uncomfortable about what's going on in his or her life, go to soulscout.live, SoulScout, soulscout.live, and get a discounted gift certificate having listened to Mary here on Your Hidden Power. Mary O'Malley, soulscout.live. Merry Christmas to Mary O'Malley from the Your Hidden Power folks.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It will do time, 53 after the hour. Your hidden power. StarGalNetworks.com is the place to find Laura Banks, who has become quite an astounding success story. And I say that lovingly because there is a way you go from one thing to another. Not all of us have done the same thing all of our lives. Some of us have threads through our life, and we've had the balance, if you will. So, Laura, I've been asking this question of everybody because of the first time it came to me, and I wonder how you use astrology to find this out about someone. You know, we talk about what the here and now is, and you're very good about taking my chart, and I'm happy to be a guinea pig, whether it's talking about this sort of thing or medical stuff. I'm a Scorpio. My birth sign is Scorpio. My moon is in Pisces, which is the time of day when I was born. Location where I was born is where you get that. And then my rising sign is Aquarius. So is there a way of looking at all that information and seeing what sort of a past life someone has had? Is that stretching it too far? And I ask the question because we're talking about genius, and I keep using the example of Mozart, but there are plenty of others, people who almost come out of the womb and they become geniuses. They seem to be. How do you explain Mozart writing music that becomes these fabulous exchanges of energy musically when he's 4 or 5 years old? And the explanation that David Young gave was that they were doing that in the past life, and they just, you know, just keep going. So what do you think of that, and can you see that sort of thing when you look at somebody's chart?
Well, thanks for having me on your show, Doug, and yeah, you got to look at the 12th house. That 12th house is going to give you a lot of insight into past lives.
with or
so
without.
So for people who aren't skilled, let's talk a little about what the 12, there are 12 signs, like 12 months. The 12th house would be representative of what and how?
Pisces, which is the 12th sign, which is all-inclusive. It's the Christ principle, it's rebirth, it's karma, it's good fortune through faith, which is a pretty amazing concept. Like, when you connect to faith, then good things can come to you. In general, of course, we come in from past lives. There's some extraordinary specials on YouTube about it. If you Google search YouTube past lives and you see these children talking and the knowledge they have, there's some extraordinary stories. Of course, we come in with cumulative energies and knowledge from past lives.
Would that be an old soul? Would you qualify that person as an old soul? Because not everybody has the same number of past lives, do they?
Most of us have a lot of past lives. Very few of us reach what's called samadhi, where you reach such a state of consciousness where you spontaneously really just pop into the state of oneness. But what have you done with those past lives? Someone who's coming in with that kind of knowledge, Doug, really had this extraordinary understanding of themselves and brought that knowledge forward into their next life.
Yeah, but some people don't have an extraordinary, thus
right.
The help that people like you give to others. I mean,
I
think about myself and what I brought in my interests and stuff, and I wonder if, because I've been told in past lives I was always connected with animals, or certainly in many of my lives I've been connected to animals, and that love continues in this life, and I've been surrounded by people that I've loved have been people who loved animals as well. Is that something that you can track?
Well, track what you love. I mean, Pisces, with your moon in Pisces, there's just this extraordinary empathy for all living creatures with a moon in Pisces. It's exalted there. You have that by nature. Other people won't be as empathetic. But it is cumulative. I mean, astrology is based on the fact that we've lived many lives. There are very few sciences 5,000 years old that have 100% belief in past lives. There's none of us that have lived more than others. The old soul concept is really, we are all old souls if we dip into that place of knowing through meditation, through intuitively beginning to understand where your deepest talents lie, and then miracle upon miracle, oh my God, I'm really good at this, and I didn't even know, and that can happen at any age.
So can you help somebody with a reading at Stargal Networks? Can you help, this is a good Christmas present, by the way, you want to give someone a little insight into him or herself, stargalnetworks.com, have Laura give you an astrological reading. Can we look at this and just get a sense or a feel fairly easily, or does it take a lot of work to understand where we're going?
Well, I leave the work out of it, and I just tell you where you can find love, where you can find money, where your hidden resources are, and have a whole new extraordinary 2020.
All right, there you go, stargalnetworks.com. Some pretty good advice. There's an invitation, actually. Laura Banks, the Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.